the grace of simple reminders. Demetrius was the youngest of all the members of his family. He was still around 30 years old. He got a phone call. Grandma wants to see him. Now, you know there's three reasons you go to grandma's house. One, for the meals that she has, she calls the family together. Two, when she wants you to do something, move some furniture, some type of chore. Three, when you've done something wrong. But he knows it's always good to be over grandma's house. He knows she's always been there for him and she loves him. And she makes excellent pies. So he went over there. And they sat down. So he knew it was just him and her. So it wasn't a family meal. He knew he was sitting down, so he had no chores to do. So he knew he did something wrong. Grandma cut the pie, gave him some coffee, and they were talking. Grandma was simply just reminding him who he is. So you have a tendency of falling back in old bad habits. And grandma gave him time to snap out of it, but he was taking too long. But her love that she had for him, she simply just reminded him, he's better than this. And who did he belong to? To remind him about the family honor, that he was raised better. And he's a much better man than what he's acting. Simple grace and love and a simple reminder. In our scripture today, we find our disciples. It's after Jesus died and rose from the grave. And for some reason, they went back to the old habits. They're back fishing. Morale wasn't high. But they were back doing their old jobs. Back on the boats. Doing something else other than witnessing with Jesus. A lot happened. You can understand that. But then Jesus appears again. And simply reminding them who they are. What they're supposed to be doing. He asked Peter three different questions. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? In the time of his conversation with Peter, Jesus reminds him who he is. He had better things to be doing. Jesus, in that short period of time, restored Peter to the rock. The great Peter that he called him to be. We all know that loving Jesus means loving God's people. Living our lives to which we would care for others. That's what Jesus was doing. Reminding them to stay focused. Stay who he is. Do what he's called to do. That's how we find ourselves. The times when we get lost. It happens to us many times. We realize we're on the wrong path. Hanging around with our own friends. Going back to old habits. Not doing what God asks you to do. But God reminds us who we are. Through the voice of our friends and family. Through our memories of our family and friends. That's who we are. Not simply by just telling us to care for others. Keep us focused on that we are children of God. Our lives are bigger than what we think it is. Our lives are here to care for each other. Our lives are here to minister and lift each other up. There's times we need to be reminded who we are. The times we need to find ourselves. No matter where you're at, no matter how you hear that question, do you love me, from Jesus? It can come in different forms. Help the poor. Pray for a family member Make sure you make it to Mass on time. That question, do you love me, comes in many different forms. We find ourselves aiding each other with that. The question may seem like you're repeating yourself when people ask you, how you doing? Then they ask you later, what's on your mind? So what's going on with you? These questions lead right back to, hey, what is going on? We know something's not right. Stop and think and regroup. Get yourself together. Simple reminders of love, which points back to Jesus. Times we need to be reminded that we are here to serve. We will lose focus on our walk with the Lord. When we're not caring for others, we lose ourselves. We get caught up in us. We start dealing with who we are. We think oneness. But our God calls us to greatness. When we look at the cross, it takes us outside of ourselves and brings us to the lives of others, remind us who we are. So no matter how you hear that question, just make sure you're ready to say yes. I love you, Lord. Amen?
Amen.